Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text 37. It's coming through, huh? The internet, everybody's getting, like, online. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hello. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nina stribhir amuktanam. Nina stribhir amuktanam. Ami mam sita karmanam. Ami mam sita karmanam. Bighata sreyasha papa. Bighata sreyasha papa. Lokayor ubhayo kritaha. Lokayor ubhayo kritaha. Nina stribhir amuktanam. Nina stribhir amuktanam. Ami mam sita karmanam. Bighata sreyasha papa. Lokayor bhayo kritaha. Nrinai. From the debt. Tribhi. Three. Amuktanam. A person's not freed. Amimam sitaha. Not considering. Karmanam. The path of duty. Bighata. Ruin. Sreyasha. Of the path of good fortune. Papa. O most sinful Narada Muni, Lokaiha of the worlds, Ubayo, both, Kritaha, done. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prajapati Daksha said, my sons were not at all freed from their three debts. Indeed, they did not properly consider their obligations. O Narada Muni, O personality of sinful action, you have obstructed their progress toward good fortune in this world and the next because they are still indebted to the saintly persons, the demigods and their fathers. Purport. As soon as a Brahmana takes birth, he assumes three kinds of debts. Debts to great saints, debts to the demigods and debts to his father. The son of a Brahmana must undergo celibacy, brahmacharya, to clear his debts to the saintly persons. He must perform ritualistic ceremonies to clear his debts to the demigods, and he must beget children to become free from his debts to his father. Okay. Prajapati Daksha argued that although the renounce order is recommended for liberation, one cannot attain liberation unless one fulfills his obligations to the demigods, the saints, and his father. Since Daksha's sons had not liberated themselves from these three debts, how could Narada Muni have led them to the renounced order of life? Apparently, Prajapati Daksha did not know the final decision of the Shastras stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5. 41. Devarshi bhutatma ninam pitrinam nakinkara nayam rinicharajan sarvatmanaya saranam saranyam gato mukundam parhityakartam. Everyone is indebted to the demigods, to living entities in general, to his family, to the pitas and so on. But if one fully surrenders to Krishna, Mukunda, who can give one liberation, even if one performs no yagyas, one is freed from all debts. Even if one does not repay his debts, he is freed from all debts if he renounces the material world for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet are the shelter of everyone. This is the verdict of the Shastra. Narada Muni was completely right in instructing the sons of Prajapati Daksha to renounce this material world immediately and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unfortunately, Prajapati Daksha, the father of Hayasavas and Savalashvas, did not understand the great service rendered by Narada Muni. Daksha therefore addressed him as Papa, the personality of sinful activities, and a sadhu, a non-saintly person. Since Narada Muni was a great saint and Vaishnava, he tolerated all sorts of accusations from Prajapati Daksha. He merely performed his duty as a Vaishnava by delivering all the sins of Prajapati Daksha, enabling them to return home back to Godhead. That's the specialty of Narada Muni. Narada Muni is a preacher, and he sees the ultimate purpose in one's life, the goal of life. Sadhu knows that. Great devotees, they know the real purpose of our life is to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, sadhu means one who is fixed in knowledge. Sadhu. Sadhu means one who is expert in teaching the knowledge. Sadhu is one who cuts our ignorance. So Narada Muni, he knows the principle, the real ultimate principle of dharma, the ultimate principle of religion, is to surrender to Krishna, is to go back to Godhead. That is Narada Muni, is the messenger of Krishna. And he knows the living entities in this material world suffering. That's why Narada Muni always traveling around, preaching the glories of Krishna. And there's no debt. Our debt is simply mentioned here. When one takes shelter of Krishna, Krishna takes charge of us. Devarshi bhutatma ninam prithinam. Everyone is indebted to demigods. But one who fully surrenders to Krishna, Mukunda, who can give one liberation? Even if one performs no yagyas, one is free from all debts. If you don't serve Krishna, then you are indebted to demigods. You are taking the sunlight, moonlight. You are taking vegetation from the rain. Jagyat bhavanti pujani, jagyat bhava annad sambhava. From the yajna comes the performance of yajna, there is rain. From the performance of yajna, there is the demigods are satisfied and they send forth rain. And there's, you can grow grains and sumptuous, the field is fertile. But people are atheist today. They don't understand God. They're not doing any performance of yajna. So they're all indebted. But as soon as one serves Krishna, give one's life to Krishna, one is free from all sinful activities. Prajapati Daksha, he wants to fill up the world with progenies. His first progeny, he wanted to make sure that they become materialist and have a family life, have children, and on, so on so. But Narada Muni turned them all into brahmacharis, celibacy. 60,000 disciples, Narada Muni, he initiated 60,000. Then there was no microphone. He can talk to 60,000 people. They can all hear at the back. We had Gaur Purnima here, maybe 1,000, 2,000 at the most. But imagine there's 60,000 people. How can you talk to 60,000 people? Narada Muni instructed, initiated 60,000 disciples one time. I've heard Srila Prabhupada told Jayaprataka Maharaj to initiate 50,000. He may be having 50,000 now or less. More than. So he's getting close to Narada Muni, 60,000. But he, Narada Muni, initiated 60,000 people one time. One time. Didn't take very long. And he was so powerful, he can take everybody's sin. So this is the mercy of Guru. This is the mercy of Prabhupada. This is the mercy of the Vaishnavas. They waste no time. They want to spread Krishna consciousness quickly. Give everybody Krishna consciousness quickly. Otherwise, people will become sinful and suffer in this world. Yeah? Srila Prabhupada didn't waste any time. He went to America, immediately started, Prabhupada told him, preach Krishna consciousness. So I'm just saying that Prabhupada did the same thing as Narada Muni. Now the world is full of sinful activity. These days, this has happened so long ago. That time, there's no sinful activity in the world. People are very pure, religious people, compared to today. So much cow killing, abortion, these are sinful activity. Killing of cows, nobody used to kill cows before. Killing of aborting the babies, unbelievable. And unlimited alcohol, drinking, these four pillars of sinful activity. That's why we follow the four pillars of religious life, by avoiding this sinful activity, eating of meat, no intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. These things are dirty. Eating of meat destroys mercy. Alcohol, drinking alcohol, intoxication destroys austerity. And people are always drunk. You see, we're in Harinam, we see people are drinking and drinking in the pubs, the side of the road. We see the pubs. And they can't keep balance because their body is breaking down. They can't think properly. Intoxication, there's no question of austerity. Brahmanas' austerity, Brahmanas' enjoyment is to perform austerity. I woke up this morning, I saw Jagannath Prabhu 3:30 in the morning taking cold shower. He went, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very cold. He was, he's 70 plus and so strong. We are young people, we have to have a hot shower. We have to have pizza. We have to have good food. But elderly people, like, very strong. So there's no austerity, no concept of austerity. Enjoying means suffering. With enjoyment comes the suffering. You drinking alcohol, the next morning your body is breaking down. You can't even think properly. You have a headache, hangover. That's why we give up the intoxication. So we can wake up early, very clean, refresh, think properly, So you can think of Krishna, you can study. Brahmanas, they're studying the scriptures, the knowledge of about Krishna, about devotional service, about life's mission. What is the purpose of life? Studying the Bhagavatam, attending the Bhagavatam class, hearing about Krishna from a devotee. Prabhupada started the morning program so he can have a good day afterward. Sadhana, good morning sadhana program, chanting in the temple, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam every day, regularly, associating with devotees. These things makes us strong, spiritually strong. We want to become strong spiritually. Prabhupada has given us the process. We avoid sinful activity. We avoid activities that obstruct us from performing devotional service. We embrace Krishna consciousness happily. Susukham kritam abhayam, Krishna said. We love chanting Hare Krishna, but we have to first of all give up the sinful activity. Perform the dharma. Dharma of the soul is to perform bhakti, devotion to Krishna. Attaining, in the Bhagavad Gita it says, attaining the Supreme in the 8th chapter. Attaining the Supreme how? Performing austerity, performing devotional service in the association of sadhus, devotees, who can inspire us in Krishna consciousness. We avoid a sadhu, non-saintly people. We avoid, we associate sadhus, devotees of Krishna, who can inspire us in Krishna consciousness in the path of devotional service. To progress in the path of devotional service, we have to associate with people who can inspire us. And this is brahmachari life. Even grihasthas are brahmacharis. There's grihamedi and grihastha. Grihamedi means one who doesn't know what is a grihastha. Astha, grihastha, means one who is properly situated in grihastha life. A real grihastha is one who raises children, make them Krishna conscious. Like you. You bring them to the temple, start Krishna consciousness from early age, young age. You go to the Gurukul, learn about Krishna. And then if you don't learn from an early age, it becomes too late when you get older. Whatever we learn at the young age, then later on when we get older, it becomes, we are accustomed to that. So brahmachari life is very important. So sadhus, devotees of Krishna, like Narad Muni, their business, their real business, is to travel and preach Krishna consciousness. Narad Muni was traveling not only here, all over the universe. There are living entities who are not serving Krishna everywhere, living entities in the material world. They want to turn away from Krishna. We promise to serve Krishna within the womb. We suffering, the babies in the womb, they're suffering. They're stuck inside the womb for 9 months. They want to come out. They're praying to the Krishna, please, I'll serve you. Please let me out of this place. We promise to Krishna. So that is the purpose of our human life. Jiveya Sarupa Hare Krishna Nita Das. We are servant of Krishna. But we are identifying ourselves with material life. We are servant of family, servant of a dog. I always see people carrying the dog. They can walk. They're carrying them across the red light. Ridiculous. Cat and dog. If they're a devotee dog, that's a different thing. But even then, we shouldn't get too attached. And then, we have to develop attachment to Krishna, attachment to love Krishna, attachment to serving Krishna. perform austerities. Oh no, I have to chant Hare Krishna again. No, we love chanting Hare Krishna. All the devotees we saw yesterday on Gaur Purnima, on Ram Navami, our temple was packed with devotees, back to back. We can hardly move. That is your expression, to love Krishna. Devotees, this is what we are meant to do. This is the purpose of our, this is the goal of life. This is what makes us happy. It's not that we are forced on to become a brahmachari or grihastha or sannyasi. Our real purpose is to love Krishna, whatever ashram you're in. It's not that there's a separate planet for sannyasis or grihasthas. It's the same place we all go. Vaikuntha, Golok Vrindavan. The whole idea of principles is to remind us of Krishna. All the rules and regulations is how we can remember Krishna. Is to bring to this point of remembering Krishna. Is to bring this point to loving Krishna. The difficult is our senses. Our senses is dragging us down. Constantly dragging us. No. Mind is dragging us. Stay here. We love it here. Enjoy here. We have a Harinam. We have morning program. But this is a struggle with the senses. Our mind is telling us, no, sleep longer. Stay here. Don't go to the temple. Don't go in Harinam. Don't go into book distribution. I'm feeling very comfortable in my own house. I feel comfortable here. Material world is not a comfortable place. The Kalayam Sasatam, Krishna said, down to the material world, from higher planet down to the lowest, Abramavavana Loka is a place of misery. This is why Narad Muni is so serious to make people Krishna conscious. Because they see the ultimate purpose in life is to return home back to Godhead. That is the purpose. It's not to stay here and live comfortably. Prabhupada gives the example of the fish out of water. You can give everything to a fish when he's out of the water. Home, car, TV, bank balance. Everybody here, you're working hard to make sure you check your checks and balances. Checks and balances. Everybody's stressed out. Life is so tough. Life is so unbelievably tough. We don't have to live like this. We can be happy without anything. We don't need money, home, anything. The Goswamis, they lived under a tree. They are the highest devotees of Krishna. They didn't even have a fancy bead bag. I saw upstairs in the shop, I want to get a bead bag. Every bead bag is too fancy. I just want a simple bead bag. So much design for Mataji's. The idea is to chant Hare Krishna. It's not that how fancy clothes you wear. It's to see, are you developing love for Krishna in the heart? That is the purpose. So the whole spiritual world is waiting for us. And here's the opportunity. Our temples, Prabhupada gave us this beautiful temple of the Hare Krishna movement, so we can go back to Krishna. This is the place of learning. This is a place of institute. A temple is a place of learning, education, like a school. We go to school to learn ABC and so many other things, IT, university. This is the ultimate university. Here you can learn about Krishna. How to unentangle ourselves from the attachment to this material world. From this bodily entanglement. The suffering comes from attachment. We are holding on to the things. We don't want to give up. This is why the ghosts, they come back for their body. But they're still attached to the body. That's why in India we burn the body. There's nothing left for you to come back for. Or feed the body to the birds. Some Tibetans do that. So the attachment is so strong. The attachment is so strong. Some people say, can you teach me yoga? I say, yeah, sure. But you have to start with the diet. Oh, I can't do that. I have to give up, you know, roti, all the nice food stuff. We are so attached to eating. We are so attached to having a very lavish place. I purposely living in the ashram last few days. I sleep just as much on the floor. At home, you sleep in a bed, but you are unable to sleep because you can't fall asleep. Too comfortable. So we have to give attachment, give up the attachment. Attachment to our body, attachment to family, attachment to money, wealth, attachment to nice eating, food stuff. These are basic attachments. Yeah, I have to develop attachment to Krishna. I love you, Krishna. I want to be with you, Krishna. I want to serve you. Nama Ruchi, we have to develop the taste for chanting Hare Krishna. We have to develop the taste. Mind is telling, I don't want to get up. I don't want to go to the temple. I want to go to eat in fancy restaurant. Even if you go to Gopal's to eat, it's very simple pusharam there. They don't even have like hot chapatis and this simple salad. But that's what simplicity, that's what makes us healthy. So the point is, sadhu's job, the sadhu, a saintly person, his job is to cut the ignorance in our heart. To cut the attachment, like a knife, sharp knife. Chuck! It cuts. Very difficult thing that doesn't cut. A sharp knife can cut. The sadhu has to be sharp, like a sharp knife. That's why sometimes people don't want to hear from a sadhu, because we are too straight. We're telling the truth. The real truth, the absolute truth. The absolute truth is the talk about Bhagavan, about God. There's no other truth other than the Supreme Lord, the truth about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, glories of Krishna. That is the real truth. In the material world, there's not truth here, no truth. The real truth is when you talk about Krishna. This is why Narad Muni doesn't have a home. He can have the whole world if he wants. He's a traveling monk. He's traveling universe to universe. Once, Hanuman also. They have asked Hanuman, where do you live? What is your home address? And Hanuman said, wherever they are glorifying Lord Ram, my master. Sitaram, Lakshman, that is my home. So they purposely remain detached. They're the four Kumaras. They are universal four Kumaras. Kumara means young kids. Kumara means they don't get any older than 10 years. Four Kumaras. They're the eldest people in the whole universe. They purposely want to remain young so they don't age, so they don't become attached. When you get older, then you develop, you have many desires that come. So when you're young, you remain fertile in younghood. Purposely. So the devotees, sometimes they want to have a family, they want to remain brahmachari. There are different ashram. There are different categories of lifestyle. But nonetheless, all of these ashram, you are performing devotional service to Krishna. That's the idea. So, it's not that you can have so many children, but you have to make sure that you clear them from material. You have to make them Krishna conscious. That is not an easy thing to do. Only some children become Krishna conscious. Others maybe not. When they grow up, maybe they don't. Then what do you do? So you have to give them as much as possible Krishna consciousness when they're young. I went to Gurukul 10 years. These boys, they didn't go to Gurukul. You're living here. And so many of my friends that went to Gurukul, spiritual schools in India, mostly Westerners, they're gone. Gone. They're not Hare Krishna anymore. Some are lucky, they stay. So it's not that, it's a gamble, spiritual gamble. We give them the Krishna consciousness as parents, as Krishna conscious parents. If they go away, that's what you can do. But you still need to, as a duty, you have to give them Krishna consciousness from their childhood. But people are going to go away. We have to always give them Krishna consciousness in a very nice way. Expertly. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was an expert. Everybody loved Prabhupada because he's an expert. He started this Hare Krishna movement. Pusharam distribution, book distribution, temple program. Beautiful, wonderful, delicious Pusharam. Prabhupada started this. It's not that we are simply singing and dancing, no food to eat. So he gave the full package, chanting, dancing and prasadam afterward. So you can relish Krishna consciousness in every way, in every aspect of Krishna consciousness. This is a very wonderful process. And then when you're talking about Krishna, it's very relishable, it's full of knowledge, it's full of variety in the knowledge. It's not that we're just talking. It makes so much sense. This is why when Srila Prabhupada went to America, Prabhupada is doing the same thing as Narad Muni, traveling. Our sannyasis, they're traveling all over the world. They don't have any privacy. Wherever they go, they're surrounded by disciples. They stay in the temple, surrounded by disciples. They come to the program. They're setting such a good example. Like Narad Muni, traveling, preaching. A traveling monk. It's so much pleasure when you serve Krishna. It's so much pleasure when you preach about Krishna. Preaching is the essence. Books are the basis. Purity is the force. What's the other one? Verse 3. Purity is the force. So when you preach Krishna consciousness, when you go on Harinam, book distribution, it's so dynamic. It just feels so good to be out there. Some of us who go Harinam, they're doing books. It becomes an open temple. Isn't it? It feels so good. And there's a group of devotees, Harinam, some are just doing books. That's what we meant to do. Our temple's in the street. It's not to become entangled. Even in the temple life, we can get very cozy. Nice ashram, hot tea and hot milk and gulab jamun and sweets, and people are serving you, inviting you. You can get very cozy. We forget why we are here. Actually, our purpose is to go back to Godhead, not to get too attached to these facilities. Well, these facilities are here so we can serve Krishna, so we can remain healthy. So that's why Sadhu is always reminding us. They're telling us, wake up! Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Why did he write this song? Not just wake up from sleep, but wake up in our ignorance. Wake up to the soul. This is why Srila Prabhupada he gave us this program, morning program. Morning program is like a, they always give the example like a sandwich. Morning program, you know, and then midday you have sadhana, throughout the day you do service, and in the evening you have another program, Sandhya Arati attending. So it's like a sandwich. How long can we live here? Despite your hard work, your bank balance, your life mission to live here so hard, we can't live here. We have to get out of here. We have to leave here, this place. That is the nicest thing. We don't have to be stuck in this material world. Yeah, we can go back to Godhead, yeah. We don't have to be living here forever. People, oh, I'm going to die. I've got corona. Birth, death, old age, disease. This is the nature of the material world. We're so freaked out about it. It's normal, this material world. We remain Krishna conscious, no matter what, any circumstances. That's what Narada Muni is doing, telling the living entities, get out of this ignorance, your cozy lifestyle. He built a home very nicely. People, they live, they work all their life to build a home somewhere in the countryside. And bushfire comes. Everything is destroyed, burned to ashes. House by the ocean, very nice. Tsunami, all washed away. Danger at every step. We don't look forward to misery, but that is the nature of the material world. The Kali, full of misery. Krishna takes all his way. But our home is our real home. Our body is a real home. Because our body is a soul residing. That's why we take care of our body. At least we have a body, a healthy body. So you can have a really good home, but if you're on a wheelchair, what does it matter? So real health is to take care of the body, to be healthy. And on top of that, more important than that, is to be Krishna conscious, spiritually healthy, chanting nice japa, quality japa. I'm observing everyone in the temple. Some are sleeping, some are just looking at the phone, some are talking, some are going in and out, like it's a free hotel, just coming for prasadam. I can get really heavy with everybody, but those days are over. We have to be very lightened, talk very more sugar-coated. I used to give class in the 80s, very heavy. Like, people start walking out. But now I talk very mellow, nicely. You know, people like it. So the purpose of sadhus like Narada Muni, to wake us up. So there's four ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, banapas, sannyas. Sannyas, it's not that you're just traveling around. It's a lot of responsibility. He's Narada Muni, he's traveling in the universes. He had a lot of responsibility. They cursed him. Daksha cursed him. You can't stay any place more than 3 days. Narada Muni says, Jai. He doesn't want to stay more than 3 days. So he get too attached. He kept traveling. This is why I'm here. This is my 6th year. Looks like I just came just a couple of months ago. But time goes so fast. Time flies. What's your age? Huh? 10. What's your age? 10. And 6. 10. One time I was your age. 6. Time is going. I heard some kids there saying, when I was a kid, they're already a kid. A six-year-old saying, oh, when I was a kid, that means the time is going very quickly. That's why when I'm 50 or older than that, 70, we still remember that how young we were. But time is very relative. It seems like we are just there. Because our real nature is eternity. The soul is eternal, spiritual. But we are stuck in this body. The body is taking its shape, changing changing taking place on the body, because material body is always constantly changing. But we remain the soul, eternal, always the same. So that's why when we get older, body getting older, not the soul. Soul is eternal. Satchidananda vigraha, eternity full of bliss and knowledge. That's the nature of God. And we are part of Him. Jivyasarup, our nature, we are part of Krishna. So this is the truth, absolute truth. There's no other truth. The truth is that truth which tells us that you are the servant of Krishna and our business is to serve Krishna. That is the real truth. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of everything, from Him everything comes. What's the verse of the Bhagavatam, the first verse? Janma Deshayataha. It talks the absolute truth, the eternal truth. They talk, business people, they say, this truth. But you can never trust the business people because they're lying. Business means lying. But our real business is to chant Hare Krishna. That is the real business. It's to associate with devotees. It's come to the temple, chant japa, sing and dance. It's so uplifting. It's so rejuvenating. It's so blissful and so dynamic, so ecstatic. These are our words. Oh, ecstatic Prabhu, ecstatic Harinam. This is coming from Prabhupada. Full of happiness. Krishna Himself said, Susukam kartam abhayam. Karta means doing, activity, devotional service. That's why that for us, we're not worried. We're not in a debt to demigods. We're not in debt because we surrender to Krishna. No worries. We don't have the worries. We are performing the highest principles of life is devotional service to Krishna. Krishna takes charge of everything. When you clap the hand in front of the deity, the line will change. They say. That's why it says here, Devarshi Bhutatma Ninam. Devarshi is Devarishi. That is Narada Muni. Everyone is indebted to the demigods, to living entities in general, to his family, to the pitas, and so on. But if one fully surrenders to Krishna, Mukunda, who can give one liberation? Even if one performs no yagyas, one is free from all debts. You know the feeling when you're dead? It's a very bad feeling. And you have to work hard to pay off the debt. Debt to the car, debt to home. Debt to your home is pay off the house, maybe 30 years. You have to work so hard. You say, I own the home, but you haven't paid off yet. Still paying off, paying the bank. Unless you have your salary increases, you make so much money, you can pay off more quickly. That's why some people, they work at night and daytime and on the side. What for? And then finally when you own it, you're free of debt. You'll have, phew. But that's already 60-year-old. He only can be in the home for another 10, 20 years, perhaps, without debt. You can enjoy your superannuation. But he had to work so hard to get that. We have a big bank balance. Krishna consciousness. It's all written. Every time you do service, that's why Indian people, they come, they sweep the floor and the street, clean something. They know this bhakti, this is good for their, they are getting bhakti for Krishna. We go to Govardhan Hill in Vrindavan, we make a hill, we make a house with all the rocks, the Govardhan Shila. They say you're making your house in the spiritual world. So what we are doing here, we are chanting Hare Krishna, associated devotees, following this process, we are making our home in the spiritual world. Who cares if we don't have a house here? People have to die. There's war going on in Ukraine. Everybody lost their home. Russian throwing bombs, there's no more house. Phew. Smithered to the ground. A refugee. One day you have, next day you're a refugee. We take refuge in Krishna. Krishna is our home, our temple, this home. I have a place, but I'm here every day. I'm just there to sleep at night. So our real home is here. You just go to home, just to sleep. I slept here last night, just same sleep. You sleep there or here, it doesn't make any difference. People have really good home, nice bed, air conditioned, this, that. They can't sleep because they have a backache, they have stress, they can't sleep. I come to the ashram, sleep on the floor. People can hear me snoring from next door. Or others are snoring. Because they see you sleep so well, there's no anxiety. You work hard. The gopas and the gopis in Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, they walk very hard. Night time, sound asleep. They don't have anxiety. Any problem, they go to Krishna. I read in the thing, they said there was an alien. You heard of an alien? Came in the form of a human being, and he was in the American government. So he said, I'm an alien. And he showed a lot of things. So some of the people in the government, they knew he was alien. So he told the government that you all can stop the way you are living. You can live a very easy life. You don't have to work so hard. But you need to follow my order. I can stop the disease, even death. But in order to do that, you have to give the way this type of life. No petrol, no car, live a simple life. So the government said, okay, let me discuss with others. See. And after some time, he got back to the alien. He said, we can't, we prefer to suffer. And we want to die because your package, your lifestyle will hurt the economy. So, similarly, Krishna has given us the process, Prabhupada has given us, we can go back to Godhead, but we want to stay here and like the alien. People don't have to live the way it is. They can change the whole idea, the whole process, and live a more simple life. That's why Prabhupada told us, simple living, high thinking. You can have a farm, have milk from the farm. From milk you can make butter, cheese, and ghee, everything. You have water, river, you can take bath there. Grow food in there. People don't want that kind of a lifestyle. They prefer to work hard every day. Pay for your car, pay for your home, work like in a donkey. They love it. Yeah. You know, even in the 70s, I remember we're in India, even today there are villages, people live very simple life, very healthy life. They don't have electricity, they use lamps. Oil lamps. In fact, when you look at the electric light, it hurts your eye. When you look at a lamp, it's soothing the eyes. Everything, material things, is hurting. All day you walk around the city, pollution. You'll feel sick. Drink the water, it has chemical in it, chlorine, so many things. Right? If you go to the doctor, any time, day or night, You go to the doctor, they have these guys with suit and tie. They're sick because they're working in the in the IT and in the business places. They're all sick, stressed. I see people in the villages, in the countryside, very strong, plowing the field. Never go to the doctor. But you go to the city, they're always business people. They're sick. They hardly do any exercise. So if you live a simple life, I remember when I lived in Sydney in the 80s, there was one devotee who had a farm in the mountains between Canberra and Sydney. There's a very beautiful, right inside the forest, on a hill. I love going there, so go on the Saturday, Sunday, and he'd make us really work very hard, cut trees, log, and bring it. And his wife says, can you cut these trees into firewood? I said, I love it. I chop it down. Big pile of wood. So she would keep them for firewood during the winter. And he is a French guy, very strong, short. His hands were very tough, like this microphone, very like metal from working. And he's so strong. He can lift me with one hand. He was working the farm, so strong. And he has his own oven, he makes bread, whole meal. And one day he was in Sydney Temple, we were throwing the khichdi away, because too much left over. So he said, don't throw away, I'll do something with it. He took the khichdi, put some flour and made into like a dough, and he made patties. He was serving breakfast, everybody was enjoying this khichdi patties. And he didn't tell them what it is. And after all finished eating, he said, this is all khichdi. So he knew an alternative way for life. We have to learn how to do recycling. Alternative. Everything he knew. So he was really strong. So, Krishna, you can live a simple life if we want to. We can live a very happy and healthy life if we want to. But because we are accustomed to living this way of life, there's no other way. But there is a way. We don't want to. We can hurt the economy. Money will be here. Bank will be here. You will not be here. Think about it. So human life is meant to go back to God and live forever with Krishna in the spiritual world. With Bhagavan. So beautiful life. We are doing that right here. We're living with Radha, Vallabha, Gaurinithai. They say, they're not talking with us. But they are. Radha Balava was talking with us every day. When we cook for Radha Balava, that prasadam that comes from the deity plate, it has a unique flavor because he's eating it. Anyone will tell you that. You cook in your home garam garam roti, idli, dosa, cooked by your Mataji. It's not the same that Maha comes from the deity plate in the temple altar. There's a different taste. He's tasted it. He's speaking to us. No, because I see this as my deity. I don't want another deity. And when I'm here, you know, I feel there's that energy here. People come here from outside. These Western people I always talk to, they said the energy here is unbelievable. It's not the same as outside Albert Park. When they come in here, they have this very spiritual energy. They're just sitting around in the park and just shooting the breeze. But they feel so good because there's spiritual energy here. So this is why sadhus like Narada Muni is traveling and preaching, telling the living entities the ultimate message of life to go back to Godhead. And that's why Prabhupada finishes here. He's talking about Daksha. He merely performs his duty as a Vaishnava. Daksha is telling Narada Muni, as a Vaishnava, by delivering all the sons of Prajapati Daksha, enabling them to return home back to Godhead. So our business is to go back to Godhead, to Vaikuntha. What does Vaikuntha mean? No anxiety. Who can say that they have anxiety? Everybody here has anxiety. Right? If you don't have anxiety, then you're in Vaikuntha. Maybe when you're in the temple, you don't have anxiety. When you go outside, you have anxiety. Because this is Mandir. In the temple, Krishna takes charge of you. This is why Prajapati Daksha, he made them all disciples. His disciple. And surrendered to Krishna, turned them into brahmacharis. Brahmacharis, those who are brahmacharis, there is no anxiety. Because you attend the program, chant Hare Krishna, you don't keep a bank balance, you don't have family to worry about, you're well fed, you go to people's home, they invite because they want the blessing of a brahmachari, a sadhu. A grihasthas, you also, you have children, you make them Krishna conscious, you have work, and then you still come to temple, you chant your rounds. So that's grihastha, not grihamedi. So the ashram is so perfect. This way, we need to follow the process of Krishna consciousness that Narada Muni has given us. Narada Pancharatra, the process of deity worship, is by Narada Muni. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes. Your dad have to explain to me a bit more, because I can't hear that well. Can you tell him and then he'll tell me? Ah, yeah. Good question, actually. Yeah, the thing is, when there is suffering, so much suffering, no matter no one can help you. So we pray, we know, we have faith in God that He is the only one can help us in that situation. He's talking in the womb. But when we come out, we get attached to this world, even though Krishna wants us to go, come back to Him. But He doesn't force us. Krishna doesn't like to force us. So choice is ours. So even though we made the promise, but we forget the promise because the place is so good. We forget we're not suffering anymore. So at that time, like us right now, we need the blessing of the devotees to remind us. Prabhupada is reminding us, you have to read the books. We associate devotees. These things are reminding us. So different circumstances, different. So when you're desperate, suffering, Krishna, please help. We're not desperate anymore. Everything is provided, khana is there for you, parents are taking care, you have a place. You're not desperate. But suffering is different type of suffering. The suffering for us, that we have too much enjoyment and we're forgetting Krishna. So now we want to make sure, we pray to Krishna, please help us to remember you, help us to serve you. So this is why you come to the temple, your parents are bringing you here. So we're learning. This, like I was saying before, temple is a place of learning. So here we are learning about Krishna, process of devotional service. So Krishna doesn't like to force us. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita and he told Arjuna, and at the end he says, I have told you, now you can decide. You can serve me or not, you can follow me or not, but I have told you the truth. So that is his mercy. But if we didn't take it, if we take these instructions lightly, not seriously, we'll learn another way. Krishna's energy will tell us, Maya. Maya is very strong, will make us very suffering, will come another way. Then we'll turn to Krishna. Like a disease, old age. These things can make us very, also suffering. So there's many ways. But Krishna doesn't force us when we're here. Even though he wants us to come to him, but we have to make the decision to serve him. That's why there's no problem for you, because you're studying and you're learning. But for others, they find out another way, different way. Other questions? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.